several different ways to emphasize what we want to say. To give something emphasis, we can use intensifiers, for example, absolutely, completely, really, or so. It's really cold today. Use of auxiliary verbs, for example, do or does. It does seem strange. Cleft sentences, for example, what, comma, it's, and then who. What I want to do is travel the world. While I like winter, it's my friend Anna who enjoys winter the most. Emphatic questions, for example, on earth. Where on earth did you put that book? What on earth is the matter? So and such. For example, skiing is so much fun. It's been such a long time since I've been to Christchurch. The next dialogue will put these uses into practice. Watch the subtitles for the written examples.
You are so old.
It is a little extraordinary that I am still alive. I just keep on going.
I'm pretty old too, but it's you who is breaking all the records.
It's a shame that I can break records, but I can't break up my own pills.
Where on earth is your nurse? She should be giving you your pills already crushed up. Isn't that what you want?
What I want is to turn 120 years old. Then I will be the oldest man in the world. That's something to live for.
That was so amazing. We'd better watch it again.
You are so old.
It is a little extraordinary that I am still alive. I just keep on going.
I'm pretty old too, but it's you who is breaking all the records.
It's a shame that I can break records, but I can't break up my own pills.
Where on earth is your nurse? She should be giving you your pills already crushed up. Isn't that what you want?
What I want is to turn 120 years old. Then I will be the oldest man in the world. That's something to live for.
Relative clauses are next. We use relative clauses to give more information about someone or something. We use relative pronouns in relative clauses. If we are referring to a person as the subject of the sentence, we use who. Anna, who is a trained lifeguard, rescued a child at the beach yesterday. The man who ran to get help is a fast runner. If we are referring to a person as the object of the sentence, we can use that, or who, or leave out the relative pronoun. There's the man that I saw at the beach. There's the man who I saw at the beach. There's the man I saw at the beach. If we're referring to a thing as either the subject or the object of a sentence, we can use which or that